This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The Postal Service is experiencing delays as we approach an election that may see an unprecedented number of ballots cast by mail. Some voters are worried, but as KUNM's Nash Jones reports, both the U.S. Postal Service and New Mexico election regulators say voters should feel confident dropping their ballots in the mail.
46 states and Washington, D.C. were warned by the Postal Service last month that their election plans wouldn't completely work given how long it takes to deliver the mail. New Mexico was among just four states that got no objection to its election plan. Ken Fajardo, the president of the Postal Workers Union in Albuquerque, says that while USPS has given the okay, he's still concerned about rural towns.
You have these small communities throughout New Mexico that the mail arrives at a later time. And if there's that lag, their votes may not count.
Bernalillo County Clerk Linda Stover says she's not worried.
I think it's as safe as before. Like I say, I'm going to mail mine. But for people that are afraid, we will have drop-off spots.
During June's special legislative session, lawmakers passed a temporary rule allowing county clerks to send out absentee ballot applications to voters due back 2 weeks before Election Day. The largest counties are doing this, according to a spokesperson from the Secretary of State's office. Voters who want to mail in their ballot must send it a week before Election Day, according to New Mexico's USPS-approved timeline. Those who miss the mail-in deadline or would prefer to skip the mail altogether can drop their ballot off at the county clerk's office or any election polling location during early voting or on Election Day. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
Once a voter mails their ballot, they can track its status online to ensure it arrives without issue.